Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Empower Yourself, the place where you get to hear and connect with intuition, spirituality, and alternative health experts Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today is October 22nd, 2009, and I'm your host and intuition development coach, Selena Khan, coming to you live from Toronto, Canada. Just a quick reminder, if you haven't signed up for my newsletter, go to www.torontopsychicservices.com to get some great tips and advice for working with your intuition and also to keep yourself up to date on upcoming events and workshops. The topic of our show today is totem animals, how to call on yours to evoke change and transformation with our special guest, Shaman Ing Brown. Ing is a Reiki master and teacher in private practice in Barrie, Ontario. Highly intuitive and a gifted empath, she embraces Native American shamanic traditions and rituals, striving to walk in balance with Mother Earth. Ing incorporates a number of shamanic healing rituals into her practice, which, when combined with Reiki, affects a unique and total form of energy touch healing. She teaches courses in energy touch healing, meditation, journeying, the art of smudging, and also holds healing circles for women. Ing, welcome to the show.
Hi, Selena. It's great to be here.
It is fabulous to have you back. We had so much fun the last show and had quite a few callers who were really interested to know who their totem animals were. So we're taking this a little bit further now because people are needing some extra help with the economy, the way that it is these days, and people really looking to transform themselves. We're going to talk about how to call the energy of totem animals in. Before we get started, I just wanted to remind listeners they can call in at 347-633-9346 or please chat your questions for Ing to answer. Let's start from the beginning. Ing, what are totem animals?
Totem animals are animals that walk with us to help us learn more about ourselves and the world around us. It's animals that we feel closely associated with and whose energy resonates with us in some way. They are messengers communicating to us about our lives and about us in general. In other words, if we feel, we've always felt an unusual connection to turtles. A turtle could very well be your totem animal, and the characteristics of that animal are usually things that apply to your everyday life, something that you are going to need. In other words, to slow down a bit, to take time to go within, because a turtle goes within his shell, that sort of thing.
Okay, so totem animals, I haven't heard a lot about them, but I do see that every once in a while in the spirituality arena, there tends to be trends. Do you think this is a trend? Is this a passing fad, or is this something that you think could really be a mainstay for people?
Well, the concept of totem animals actually is quite old. Shamans of hundreds of years ago spent time, and I now know that we do that now as well, but hundreds of years ago spent time totally in nature, becoming in tune with the animals around them by sitting and observing and pulling them in. So from that to where it is now, I think we're coming full circle. I think things that were centuries old and were very good for someone on the inside is now becoming something that's very important all over again. In other words, energy touch healing, for example, has been something that's been wonderful centuries ago, and all of a sudden it's starting again. And I just think we are re-remembering what it is that's important to us. So I think that the totem animals are finally going to come back into the limelight where they used to be.
Okay. I wanted to read something that you sent me, which I think will really help our listeners to understand that totem animals are our guides that walk with us on Earth, but they're also part of Native American medicine. And what you wrote to me was that medicine, as the modern world understands it, is going to the doctor and getting a prescription to cure the illness.
Mm-hmm.
Native Americans speak of medicine as an all-encompassing way of life where it heals the body, the mind, and the spirit. So totem animals, they are definitely a part of a holistic way of healing oneself.
Yes, that's exactly what they are. You can, and I call on my own personal totem animals on a regular basis to help in personal healing, both for my clients, being a Reiki master, but also for myself. If I am unwell and I'm going to put Reiki, generate Reiki on myself, I also call in my eagle or call in my horse. Whoever resonates, whichever animal resonates with me the most at that moment will come in and I will feel the animal's energy going through my body to help evoke a healing. It could be spiritual, could be physical, it could be a combination of both.
Okay. Before we go on, I have a caller on the line. Let's see if we can take a question for you, hearing. A caller 903, you're on the air.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Do you have a question for Ing?
Yes, I do. I seem to travel quite a bit at night, Ing, and I was wondering what animal totem, if I was going to use as a medicine, would I use to keep myself grounded so I can really rest, you know, be rested in the body.
Do you feel yourself actually up and out of your body?
Yes. I feel the sensation of flying around. And the other day I got a knock etherically at my door, like, as I guess it was kind of like a warning. It scared me, and I zipped back into my body, and I was like, oh, my gosh, and then I heard it again. So I was thinking, like, maybe somebody's, you know, trying to tell me, hey, get back in there. You know, you're not getting enough rest. And I thought, you know, I might be able, when I saw the show, I thought, maybe there is a totem or a medicine that I could call in at night that would be a grounding sort of medicine to work with.
Well, if you are traveling at night, and just as an aside, we all do. Some of us remember and some of us don't. You are permanently anyway connected to your physical body when you're traveling. So you're never going to be separated. But the animal that you can call on is Crow. Crow is a keeper of sacred law. He is a gateway to the supernatural, and he lives in the void, in a black place where all things are seen at once, past, present, and future. Crow is a good person or a good animal totem to keep you grounded. So at night, when you feel yourself flying away and you want to come back, you just call on Crow, say, Crow, please protect me, ensure that I return to my body gently.
Okay, so you're kind of saying we kind of have to travel at night?
We don't have to, but we do, because we miss, if you're thinking along those lines, we miss going home. And at night is where when we go home. We go home to visit those that have passed, crossed over, and we also take journeys, traveling all over the place. You could go all over the world or in a different timeline as well. We all journey. We don't have to. But we do. Crow is just going to help bring you back in and keep you grounded when you do travel.
Okay. Well, thank you. I mean, is that also my totem?
It is one of your totems as well.
Okay. Well, cool. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
For calling in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was really interesting, Ing. You know, I think a lot of people don't understand that when they do sleep, they do sometimes journey, and crow energy sounds like a great energy to work with to keep ourselves grounded and protected.
He's a great animal or bird. He's wonderful because he lives, his spirit lives in the void, in the darkness, not in the real world and not necessarily in a bad world. He lives in a place where everything is seen at once. He's all-knowing, according to Native American legend.
Amazing. So how many potential animals can we have?
We can have 9 in all. 2 major totem animals are left and our right side, left being feminine, right being masculine, and 7 other animals in the directions of north, south, east, west, above, below, and within. Those animals are ones that never change. Once they are known to you, they won't shift. But there are other animals. There could be hundreds of animals that walk through your life while we're on this earth walk, that go through your life, transient animals that you need to learn whatever lesson it is that you need to learn. Whether you're in a crisis, you could be having, skunk could be coming to you to give you a lesson on respect, for example, and because that is one of the major characteristics for skunk. And then skunk disappears again. So you've got 9 stationary animals that don't change and a ton of animals that come in and out as you need them.
And, okay, 9 is a lot. is it acceptable to work and become familiar with just one of them and call that one in?
Yes. As a matter of fact, one at a time is actually the way to go. It's the best way to learn about your totem animals, and most who know their major totem animals or have a little bit of knowledge about them will start working with one. It's better that way. You develop a relationship with them.
Okay. Before we take another call, tell me a little bit about how to work with our totem animals. How do you do it?
If you are aware of what your animal is, whatever it might be, a wolf, an eagle, an otter, so on, sit in a quiet spot. Outside is probably the best possible thing. But if it's in the middle of winter and it's really cold, then set a nice quiet spot for yourself in the house. No phones, nothing like that. All distractions turned off. See the animal, whatever the animal is, see it in your mind's eye. That is your third eye that is in between, that's right in the center of your forehead. You close your eyes, you see that animal in your mind's eye. And feel the fur of that animal. Feel the essence of the animal. You can actually, in your mind's eye, can caress the animal or hug the animal. And it doesn't matter if it is a mouse. All of a sudden, it is a larger mouse, and if that is your totem, and you can hug that mouse, if that makes sense at all. You're drinking, what you are is drinking in the essence of that animal in a meditation. Mm-hmm. You feel the energy of that animal come into your being. And for that moment, whatever that animal is, and please, for people who think that, oh, my God, I should be having an eagle, I should have something majestic, if you have a mouse, it's equally as good as having an eagle. They are just different totem animals, and be equally proud of that. So you feel yourself blending in with the energy of that animal. And think of that animal, how it hunts, how it sleeps, how it cries when it is hurt. Think of this animal in its natural habitat, and you will begin to blend with this animal. Shamans of centuries ago, and I'm sure in tribes now, will dress in their totem animal attire or will paint their faces to resemble a cat of some sort or a bird of some sort or a raven or, you know, a snake, and will start to dance with that animal. While we don't necessarily, if you're called to do it and you're in your house, by all means, dance with that animal. But if you're feeling a little self-conscious and you're sitting outside in a park, you don't need to dance with them, but you can dance with them in your mind's eye. So that's the first essential way that you can connect with your animal.
So maybe another way to bring in animal energy in a modern sense would be to start putting pictures or statues.
Yes.
Carrying something that reminds you of that animal that you can connect with.
Yes. As a matter of fact, you might already be doing that. Long before I knew that one of my totems was a wild Mustang, my apartment was filled with everything to do with wild horses. I had posters, I had paintings, I had small little figurines of horses. I had horses on my sheets. I was given horses on T-shirts and so on. So, and this was before I even knew that, and I used to dream of horses. So yes, that is an actual, some of you may already be doing that. Look around your house to see, are there things that are the same? Do I have, you know, hawks all over the place or butterflies or frogs or dolphins?
Well, Ing, let's take another caller and see if we have a question for you. Caller 651, area code, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Janet from Minnesota.
Hi, Janet.
And hi, I was just wondering who's walking with me right now, which animal, and if you can help me interpret its purpose.
How old are you, Janet?
50.
Ah, you're in that set with me.
good age.
It is a fabulous age to be. I can actually tell you a major totem animal that walks with you right now is the coyote. He's actually a very cool guy to have. He's a trickster. A coyote actually takes himself oftentimes far too seriously. He sets tricks up to fool others, and he ends up fooling himself. So he's the kind of totem that, you know, when you're having one of those days that you just have one calamity after another, that means that Coyote is up to his old tricks. It means that he is playing some of this some tricks on you, and all you can end up doing at the end of those days is just laugh. So while you may be, I get a sense, and I'm not going to get very deeply into this. Coyote might be around you to ask you, what is it that you are doing to self-sabotage some of your dreams, some of your goals, and some of your aspirations. So Coyote is here to work with you to prevent you from doing exactly that. So whenever you feel that you are self-sabotaging something, that you're going to be sabotaging something that could make you move a little further along, call on Coyote. Just feel his energy. He's got nice soft fur, too, in your mind's eye. So call on Coyote and ask him to protect you and to help you move forward, to propel you to move forward. He is a major totem animal for you. He's stationary. He's not going anywhere. So obviously he's been around you most of
your
life.
Really? I always thought it was the wolf.
I can see we have two major totem animals. And if I can explain something as well, the two major totem animals that, for example, that I have are wild Mustang and an eagle, but I just recently had a black panther come into my world as well. So nothing says that you can only have two major ones and that's it. I see a coyote for you, and I also see a beaver. The beaver being the feminine side, the coyote being masculine, but does not mean that wolf energy is not around you. Wolf is a teacher, and he is the animal that goes out to bring teachings from the outer world back into his pack. So it's very probable that you are a natural-born teacher, which is why wolf is around you. Does not necessarily mean that just because I see a coyote and a beaver for you, which I do believe are your major totems, that you can't also have a wolf.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Have a
great
day.
Wow. You know, Ing, I have to say, you do that excellently over the phone. I know you're located in Barrie, Ontario, but you do this for people over the phone and also by email. Isn't that right?
That is absolutely right. By email or even actually by snail mail, if you are going to go on my website at www.whisperofwind.com, under Totem Animal Reports, it's something that I can put together for you to tell you all nine of your totem animals. I can do this on the phone as well and then put it together in a report and snail mail it out. I could email it as well, but I'm still in in the old-fashioned mode that you have something concrete to hold on to as you're referring back and forth to it instead of something that's sort of in the air or on a screen.
Right. Now, I have somebody in chat who's wondering who their totem animal is, the major one. What do you need aside from an age? Do you need a real name, or would the chat name do?
A chat name is fine, as long as I now have directed myself into that person's energy. The real age would be really beneficial.
Okay. I have 50-something. She's not telling me her real age, but her chat name is Angels for You.
it's interesting that my name translated is angel.
Mm-hmm.
Let me angel for you, let you know that you have, well, you do, we all have two major totem animals, but I will only have time to do one. So your one major.
Her name is Mia. That's what she just chatted in. My name is Mia, M-I-A. Maybe that'll help.
Oh, what a beautiful name. No, this is perfect. This is perfect. That's Blue Heron.
Wow.
It's a beautiful, beautiful bird. Very tall, very very majestic, almost like the crane. One of the key characteristics, Mia, of the Blue Heron is to know yourself. It is the power of self-discovery. So if Blue Heron is walking with you, it means that you're being asked to go deep within yourself to know the good points of you and also the bad points. It's very important that you know both sides of yourself so that there is an equal balance and you can embrace your full potential.
Blue herons are beautiful and very powerful, majestic birds.
Yes, yes, yeah. They are. And they act. They are actually a very introspective bird, according to Native American legends. So you're being asked to actually embark on a journey of self-discovery. Blue Heron is stationary for you, Mia. He's not going to go anywhere, so he's part of your major totem animals.
So thanks for doing that for Mia. I'm wondering, Ing, what's a simple way to figure out the dominant animal that walks with us?
Other than calling me?
Other than calling you, yeah.
Yes, there is a very simple way, and you need to trust. We all need to trust our intuition. If you go sit down in stillness, either light a candle if it's at night or during the day, it doesn't matter, out in nature, you can sit outside, sit inside, and set yourself a place where you want to go, whether it's in the woods somewhere, out in the moors, or you're just walking in your mind's eye. And once everything has stilled and quieted in your mind, just simply ask your higher self what your totem is. You simply say, I would like my major totem animal to come forth, please. You can say it out loud or you can say it in your mind. And the first animal that appears to you, no matter how silly it seems,
mm-hmm.
Or how majestic, either one, is your major totem animal. It's
okay.
That simple.
And you do this. When you tune into people's energy, you see and hear, because you're very intuitive, and you're very quick to tune into people, you can pick up all 9 of their totem animals that are currently walking with them.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little busy, but but yes, yes I can. I can pick out all 9. I do see the left-hand and the right-handed animals almost immediately off the bat, and then it takes me a little bit more time to distinguish in the different directions what the other animals are.
You know, Ing, I've never asked you how you got started in this.
I never even stopped to consider. It's just been a forward motion of understanding that I had wild Mustangs all over my house, understanding I had eagles all over my house, dreams that wouldn't quit of eagles and wild Mustangs, and then actually going into an alternative bookstore and finding a book on totem animals and starting to read and the rest, and that had to have been a solid, has to be about 10, 15 years ago now.
Wow.
And the rest just started from there. It ignited a spark, and I just started to walk that direction, and it's just been a steady forward motion ever since.
Well, you're obviously very gifted.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your gifts with us. We have 5 minutes left. Let me ask you, how can people contact you?
There's a number of through my website, www.whisperofwind.com, Whisper of Wind being all one word. That's one way, and then or shaman@whisperofwind.com, my
mm-hmm.
email address. You can also call me at 416-270-7203.
Janet has chatted in to thank you, Ing. She's saying that her reading allows her to focus and build a relationship as well as understand. She's sending you love and thanks. So thank you, Janet. One final question before we wrap up the show, Ing. When do you call on your animals?
Whenever you need them. It's that simple. In times of trouble, crisis, even when you need to relax, especially that's very important, just mentally ask your totem to come close and you'll feel a shift in energy around you. He's here or she, whichever way it works, is here to protect and guide you. If you walk with mindful presence, that means thinking about the animal that walks with you, you will visibly relax your body. You will be more peaceful and rested. Before you go to sleep at night, call on your totem and feel his energy all around you, making it safe. Your totem doesn't have to be this huge, furry, or majestic creature. If you feel the essence of butterfly around you, that is an essence of change and lighthearted energy and so on. So call whenever you need them. They're there, and you will feel the energy come around you as soon as you do.
So it doesn't matter if you're sitting in meditation, you're out walking about, and
nope.
You just need that energy.
All you need to do, when I need safety and protection, when I am in crisis, I call on my Black Panther and I immediately feel the energy inside me. I'm part of the Panther and she is part of me.
And do you have to tell them exactly what you need help with, or they just know exactly what you need?
They'll know as soon as they're part of your energy exactly what you need. If it helps for you to say, I need help with, and then state what the thing is, absolutely, then you made it known to the universe as well, but then that's another story.
Okay. Wow, thank you so much, Ing. I can't believe how fast these shows go, but thank you for sharing your expertise and helping our listeners. I look forward to having you back again sometime.
It's been my pleasure. Blessings to everyone out there. Namaste.
Thanks, Ing. Well, that really was a fast show. We've got a lot of information from Ing. Just a reminder that you can reach her at www.whisperofwind.com, 416-270-7203, or email Ing at shaman@whisperofwind.com. So that's it for the show. A reminder to check out my website, www.torontopsychicservices.com. Sign up for my newsletter. I also have a CD to help you expand your intuition. You can listen to some clips there. And until next show, I'm your intuition development coach, Selena Khan, wishing you an intuitive, healthy, and successful day. Take care.